Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Friday, August the 24th, 2018, and it's time for the Daily. It was expected, but officially announced today, the Nintendo Labo vehicle kit will be compatible with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. You'll be able to literally grab the wheel and push the pedal to the cardboard. There'll be a free software update sometime in the near future. Maybe they'll add a selection in the lobby chat that says, "I'm using cardboard controls." Fans of the Xenoblade series rejoice. If you're an owner of the expansion pass, you'll be able to recruit Elma from Xenoblade Chronicles X after completing the Otherworldly Fighter Challenge. This addition goes with the version 1.5.2 update released today, which adds the third and final rare blade, Corvin, along with extra challenges and items. So, I confess, I've never ever played any of the Xenoblade series. It's always been difficult for me to jump into these type of games. If you think I should give it a try, send me some words of encouragement. Did you know that there are still new games being released on the original Nintendo Wii? That's almost an exaggeration, but the Just Dance series has been releasing every year on the Wii since the game started back in 2009. Come this October, Just Dance 2019 will be released for the Wii. And if dancing wasn't enough, THQ Nordic announced that Let's Sing 2019 will be launching on the Switch, and that's right, the Nintendo Wii. So, if you have a Wii sitting around and you feel like making some musicals, this might be a cheap way to get started. And if you're into checking out some ultra-cheap games, the eShop has some 99-cent games available, which include Brawl, Astro Bear's Party, One Strike, and Grid Mania. The one that I definitely recommend is called Robonauts. It's a simple arcade-style shooter where you're a robot jumping from planet to planet destroying enemies. I feel like the highlight of the game is in the non-stop action combined with the high-energy music tracks. It's definitely worth 99 cents. And if you're still skeptical, there's even a free demo. You can check them all out on the eShop. And before we end this episode, it's time to announce the winner for this week's hashtag contest. On Wednesday's episode, I called on you listeners to tweet out hashtag Nintendo Seconds in order to win a $5 eShop gift card. The randomly selected winner for this week is George, or Jorge Lana, also known as Prontarian. Congrats to you. If you're listening to this, message me on Twitter and I'll have your eShop code ready. Before I go, I wanted to take the time to say thank you for listening. I hope I'm helpful in providing the information you want to hear. My mission for this podcast was to give the audience a way to keep up to date on the most important Nintendo news in the quickest time possible. If I'm fulfilling that for you, please let me know. I love seeing the feedback, whether it's negative or positive. You can send me a voice message on the Anchor app, which can be downloaded on iOS or Android devices. Or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. My name is LP Tiger at LPTYGER. If you follow my Twitter, you may have seen that I posted about some iTunes reviews that I hadn't even noticed. Thank you so much to CalPal9 and Hamrick is here for those 5-star reviews. That was a happy moment for me. That's all for today. Everyone, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.